And now this is a dictation for Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E Van Buskirk. It's a VS in Victor, A-N-B-U-S-K-I-R-K, January 1456. Address as a letter, Dr. Vasista, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vasista, follow-up for Mrs. Van Buskirk. Renal transplant, March 2021. Last visit here, December 2021. Comes in person. Complaining of bloatiness, but no nausea, vomiting. Weight, appetite is stable. No diarrhea, bleeding. Has chronic constipation. No kidney transplant tenderness. Good urine output. Good hydration. No infection, cloudiness of blood. Chronic back pain. Some radiation posteriorly to the right leg. Recent testing, peripheral vascular disease, minor abnormalities, no true claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, supposed to see neurosurgeon, University of Michigan, presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, has a pacemaker, atrial fibrillation, recent shot, right shoulder because of arthritis, next paragraph, medication, this review, notice the prednisone, myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, and tacrolimus, no changes from baseline, anticoagulated with Eliquis for the AFib, rate control Coric, insulin, potassium, phosphorus replacement. Next paragraph, today, blood pressure 120/58 on the left side, no localized valvulitis, no respiratory distress, pacemaker reading, no pericardial rap, kidney transplant on the right side, no tenderness, no ascites, masses, no palpable liver spleen, no gross edema, number of bruises, and some skin tears. She blames to the new puppy, a German Shepherd, very active. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. In May, tacrolimus level mild elevated 8.9, and our goal is 4.8. Creatinine at 1.1, GFR better than 60, a normal sodium potassium, normal acid base, upper normal calcium, normal albumin phosphorus, toxicological screening negative, this was given because of the neurantin, no, normal white blood cell hemoglobin platelets, mild peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post renal transplant, March 2021. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, high risk medication immunosuppressant. Tacrolimus in the upper side, monitor. Next number, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, beta blockers and pacemaker. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, prior gastric sleeve bariatric surgery 2013. Next number, chronic back pain. Question, radiculopathy. Follow University of Michigan neurosurgeon. Low dose of Crestor. Cardiology needs to consider if she will qualify for a higher dose. Aiming for a goal of LDL 70 or probably 50, considered high risk given multiple risk factors. She sees Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. She's going to ask that question. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months. End of dictation.